What up, doe? You are tuning in to What Works For Us, the Black Queer Lifestyle Podcast,
where we discuss everything black and queer,
mental health,
relationships,
art,
fashion.
We take it back our culture, y'all.
Carry my city like some shoulder pads and strap. Evidently, I've been killing.
Take two steps to the right. Emerson, you're not gonna join in?
Hey, everybody.
Hey, what's popping, everybody? We back.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
Shouldn't have left you.
What? Without a dope beat to step to. Ow. I'm excited, Emerson.
Yes, actually, this is actually a celebration. This is a celebratory episode.
Celebratory. I have my cocktail. Emerson, we're ghetto because we ain't got no champagne to toast.
I do.
Don't be looking at that wine.
I gave you my last bottle of champagne. What did you do with it?
Made of some mimosas.
Anyway.
I didn't even think about it. Well, Emerson, what are the folks listening to on this special occasion?
What works for us?
All black?
All queer?
All black?
No, nothing.
Yes, something.
No.
It's our 1 year and...
And I've been consistent as fuck as not singing a song with Tyreek.
I know. For a whole year, this bitch did not want to do any background vocals. And then try to get writing credit on the songs that I be putting out under the West.
Oh, you tried and no, I didn't?
Yes, you did.
I did not try to get no writing credit.
I got a little paper in the mail.
Oh, please.
DBA, Eric, to get some royalties.
No, I'm not trying to get no royalties from your little song.
Yeah,
I'm still, what has not happened in the years, no niggas have sent me any mixtape tracks.
Okay, where are these fucking mixtapes at? Okay, where's the tracks that we've been trying to get?
Yeah, a beat. We might want to redo our intro.
We could do that one with Twerk Time Tia.
We could.
That would be Turk to me. Right. We came on the episode every week with that. Bust that, what is it? Bust that ass up and down. Something like a strip club. What? I'm going to back that shit up.
I'm here for it. I actually do want a little booty song for the intro, I think.
Okay.
Next time.
We might have a new intro song our next episode.
Yeah.
But we still in season two, though. Where do season two end? Or is it technically season three?
This should be technically season three.
Yes.
Or at least episode 41 is going to be season three.
Okay. Yeah, that is true. Yeah, so we've been out for a while. But I guess, oh my God, you have to work with us, guys. We are so excited. We haven't been on the mic in a long time. And it's our fucking 1 year anniversary episode. I'm planning on being ratchet because, I'm usually the sophisticated one out of the two of us. And so.
Is that a fact? Oh, okay.
It's a Fendi fact.
Oh, okay.
And so on this episode, I plan to, be more like Edmondson. And a little ratchet, so because I'm just so excited. But
I didn't know I was known as the ratchet one, but I'll take it.
So you know what time it is, Emerson. Twerk Time Tia know what time it is, and all our listeners who have been riding with us for one whole fucking year know what time it is. It is time to what?
Check in. This check-in should be long as fuck, but I'm going to try to keep it short.
Right, because somebody made a little comment about our check-ins. They was like, well, shoot, sometimes I have to fast through the check-in so I can get to the episode. Ooh!
Well, whoever said that, the check-in is actually a part of the actual episode.
Yes.
Why would you not want to know about the people that's actually hosting the podcast, or that's the host of the podcast? Why would you not want to know what's going on with us? Why would you skip past that?
Right, because, sometimes, that's where I let it all out, and I connect with you guys.
Yeah, I be telling y'all my business. And why would you not want to know that part and just know about some stuff, especially when it's not, check-ins would be lit. But anyway,
With that being said, Emerson, do you want to go first?
I'll go first.
Yes.
I might get fast forwarded, but, you know, for the people that's actually listening, thank y'all for listening. I appreciate y'all, the ones who listen. Y'all know who y'all are. But, no, my check-in, well, first of all,
we in the audience, we do not do first of alls.
Well, you must not know me, because I'm always going to give you a first of all. Okay. Okay, so my 36 Dynasty actually has passed. So we actually released the last episode on my 36 Dynasty. So, okay. Yes, I am in a whole new dynasty. It's a whole new thing. It's a whole new situation going on. I'm reaching queen status. So, queen status.
I thought you said queen.
No, queen status.
So, I said, girl, bust it open.
No. No. So, no, you know, so it's all about, you know, the crown and all those type of things and all that. But, okay, so my 36 Dynasty.
Don't smack. You truck your teeth. That shit was funny, girl. I'm sorry.
But, anywho, so... Yeah, my 36 Dynasty, and weekend was actually bomb. I guess I want to go through everything, because I almost forgot some of it. I know, well, of course we did the Body Rock. That was, Saturday? Oh, Body Rock was so good. It was so lit. Body Rock was so lit. That was like Friday I went and met with my sister Joe, and we was at Dirty Bill's. That was that night, and that was the night of the Dykes. Not real dykes. Dyking as far as the girls was, you know, it was a lot of freaking and humping on each other and stuff like that at Dirty Bills with the girls. And, yeah.
Was that Friday or Saturday? I thought Saturday you left.
Oh, well, what I do? Oh, no. Friday we went to, Friday was with Mark Diva. We went to About Time. That's what that night was. We went to Mark's
house
new place.
Party.
The house party, right. We went to the house party first, and then we went to About Time. And I was pretty fucked up at About Time. I don't normally get fucked up at About Time, but I was on a little pole and everything. Like, that was the situation that night. So, no, that was right. That was fun, and that was cute. And then,
can we stay there for a minute? The smell at About Time. Can we talk about how they were reacting? Like, first of all, the girls was ready to turn back around. The girls was like, they was like, what is going on?
Yes, they could not take that smell. And, you know, I'm sensitive to smell, too, but I guess I was just like, girl, you know.
But
I mean,
what is that? They said it's like the pipes or something?
Yeah, it's horrible.
And it really smelled like somebody went to the bathroom in a club and it never flushed for the last 6 months. It's like it hits you as soon as you walk in.
It does. They need to fix that. They need to get them pipes cleaned. Okay, or and whatever they need to.
Or stop cleaning those pipes and let people clean pipes in the bathrooms. And maybe it won't be all embedded in the floors.
No, right. I mean, and then it's at the club. If all that's in they pipes, like, girl, who is going to the club and tearing up the bathroom like that? Who goes to the club and tears it up like that at the club? I mean, like, you go to the bathroom and shitting like that at the club? Who does that?
Well, I mean... It's so weird. I'm not going to get into that, but that conversation did recently come up with me and somebody else. I've never done it, but, you know, it's some situations where it can arise. Have you ever did it at a club?
No. Who goes to the shits at the club?
It got
to
be somebody.
No, it's
somebody. Every club I go to, like last night, every bathroom I went to smelled like something had expired.
My gosh. I've never even thought about that. But yeah, honestly, right. Who goes to the club and takes the shit? But you know, some people, let me not say too much. But some people, when I was working at Target, I promise you, I felt like people just came to Target to take a shit. Like, as soon as the doors were open, if people just come in with a smile on their face, and first thing they do is go to the bathroom, and they be in there about 20, 25 minutes. I'm like, did you just come to Target just to take a shit? And in that Target in Round Rock, they bathrooms be broke all the time. Like, and I've been meaning to talk to Kristen Dewar about that. Like, they literally be having an outhouse outside the Target because the bathroom keep on breaking.
Oh.
That's probably because they be fucking that shit up. Anyway, going back to my... See, that's why I guess this is why we get fast forwarded. But this is a good conversation. I'm sorry.
Oh, you feel bad about that person? Everything. Let them feel the way they feel about the check-ins.
So, Saturday was the night I met up with my sister, and Joe, because Joe, shout out to Joe, my sis, she had her show. So, I went and showed my face. And then we went to Dirty Bill's, and that was the night of That was a fun night, even though we took over Dirty Bills, and that was fun. And then we went to Body Rock, and Body Rock was just a whole spiritual energy like situation, and it was just so great. Mr. Tilted was letting himself down. He, what was your name?
Oh, what was my name that night? It was Tyler.
Oh my God! Right, what?
Brother Tyler Lapinski.
It was something whistleblower.
Oh, it was.
Was it Ty Whistleblower?
Yeah, Ty Whistleblower. It was Ty Whistleblower. I did let him out that night.
Yeah, no, it was a whole vibe. Like when we got there, it was outside and it was on the stage and it was playing the Afro beats and like it was just litty. It was my type of night at the club because everybody was just doing their own thing and everything like that. And yeah, it was a whole situation. So no, that was fun. And then Sunday, we did Sunday Funday at the Domain. So pretty much that was my birthday. I'm happy my birthday passed and everything. I'm happy to be in my 36th dynasty. For my 36th dynasty, the theme, what are you doing? Ew.
No, this is a nice cut, ain't it?
What? Oh my God.
It's a nice cut, right?
The listeners cannot see what you're doing. So I think I should even tell them what he just did.
Go ahead.
Anyway, my 36th dynasties, the theme of my 36th dynasty is getting into my feminine energy. So that's my whole thing. So I'm leaning into my feminine energy, and I'm just going to do all the work and things I need to do to be operating at the highest vibration levels I could possibly operate in my feminine energy. I have like 3 YouTube feminine coaches or feminine energy coaches. What are you doing? I'm looking at my peripheral vision. That looks disgusting. Anyway,
you want to check in?
I'm trying, but I'm
fixing my shorts.
That don't look like you fixing your shorts. Anyway, so for my 36th dynasty, that is my new theme. I'm going to lean into my feminine energy and work on my vibrations and all that kind of stuff. Very woo-woo type shit. But yeah, that's pretty much my 36th dynasty. I'm excited. And that's it. I'm going to keep it short because I don't want the episode to go too long, I guess. But
I should not even brought it up about the
check-in. I said episode. I didn't say check-in.
You're not worried about the check-in I've worried with that person.
So, that's my check-in. I'm trying to think if there's anything else going on. No, it's just business as usual, really.
How was the new website? How was the all of that working, the branding?
Essence of Style, it's still too early to say. It's still a work in progress. Blogging is something. It's like you have to be in it for the long game. So when you do stuff, you make a change, you're not going to see nothing for a while. So it's going great. My new blog post that actually will be out hopefully when the same day this episode comes out, has been kicking my ass. It's been taking me two weeks to do a damn blog post. It's a lot, but anyway, it's work. It's going. It's up. I love my new. I love Essences. I love my website or blog. I like to literally just sometimes put on the computer screen and just look at it because I just love it so much. But anyway, that's it for my check-in. These past 3 weeks, I can't really say anything else other than my birthday happened. I feel like I'm missing something. Valentine's Day happened, but I didn't. You know, I don't have no man, so I ain't do nothing but eat some greasy ass pizza, and that was it. Am I missing something else?
We had pizza for National Pizza Day.
Yeah, that was birthday. Yeah, I forgot that part. Yeah, we did have pizza for National Pizza.
And I got sexually assaulted.
Oh my god!
I'm just joking. Let me not play around with that. Well, I actually was. That's sexual assault.
I guess it is. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that. Oh, that was a. Well, hell, I was too. Talk shit.
Okay.
but anyway. Yeah, so that was my birthday weekend. Nothing really happened. I think I'm forgetting something, but I don't remember. I think that was the most pivotal thing, my birthday. Yeah, I think that's it. But go ahead, Mr. Telltales, with your chicken. I'm done.
Well, I'm not done with you.
Oh, my God.
So let me get a cocktail. Can they hear the ice?
I hear it.
So, you know, since you're older than me... If there's something, now that you're getting closer to 40, now that you're past the 35, mm-hmm. which I'll be there soon, Does time as you get older, does like priorities or making your dreams happen? Like, do something to you as you get older, as far as like prioritizing or accomplishing your goals and stuff like that, or do you kind of still stay at the pace that works for you? Like, does getting older for you pushes you?
I wouldn't say my age affected anything as far as, oh, I need to sit there and get this stuff done and da da da. I wouldn't say that. I think already I said for the new decade, me being intentional was, you know, my new thing. So I'm already on that kind of stuff. So I wouldn't say me getting older makes me feel like, oh, I need to sit up there. I think in a way, I think for me, my age, it does help me realize. I don't want to say I compare myself to other people, but it makes me think, like, you know, what I am doing, I feel like I just, you know, you follow people on Facebook and stuff like that, and you see people you used to know way, way back in the day, and I think, like, you know, it does feel good to know that I am, you know, reaching towards my dreams. I have a whole blog, you know what I'm saying, and I'm doing, you know what I'm saying, I had this whole branding thing and all these ideas, you know, having all these, like, dreams and aspirations and stuff like that. Actually, I'm getting older, but it makes me feel, I don't know, it almost makes me feel like I'm more alive, like I'm not just existing. I think if I get older, I'm like, I'm not just existing. I actually am doing stuff to, you know, I'm walking my purpose and live a purposeful life and to fulfill my assignment and all that kind of stuff. So, if anything, I don't know if it makes me push harder. It just, or makes me just be, more grateful, or make me feel more blessed that I actually, this vision that was blessed upon me, that I'm actually executing it. Because there's a lot of people who might be my age that hasn't. You know what I'm saying? They complacent with what their life is, and they ain't trying to do shit. You know what I'm saying? They'll probably, wherever they work, they're retired, and that's it. And that just doesn't work for me. And, yeah, I think that's how I look at it. I don't know if I answered your question, but...
No. I mean, I think that's important, too, because I feel like you've been kind of transparent around your journey, you know, as we reflected on a year. And so I kind of like just wanted to, you know, save space for that. Like, and then I know how birthdays are milestones for you, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like this check-in, like, experience that you give yourself to kind of, like, celebrate yourself, plan for the future, mm-hmm. reflect on, you know. So it's a big thing, and, you know, you've always been that way. So I was just wondering, as you was talking about your blog, and then you was like, hey, I'm 36, Dynasty. I'm like, well, girl, 40 is coming. Because I know for me, like, when I'm just listening to you say that, I'm like, oh, my God, I'll be 35 this year. You know what I'm saying? So I start thinking, like, oh, my God, like, oh, what would that feel good? I think it's going to feel good no matter what, right? Yeah. That we're here, we're mm-hmm. thriving, we're okay. Mm-hmm. But it's that other side, right? It's that other side, like, oh, my God, I need to be doing this and doing that. And sometimes I know you have to tell yourself to kind of celebrate. And so I think you do a really good job of celebrating. So I think I want to start doing more celebration around my birthday. Because what I do last year, the year, I don't really make a big deal about birthday.
No, you didn't. I know I dropped the ball last year. But then, too, the play was happening. Mm-hmm. And you was tired. So my thing is, even if, I think we could have probably made a bigger deal about it actually at the actual venue. We should have did something at the actual venue since you was there. So that dropped the ball on that one. But,
No, but I just also think that's my energy around it, right? I'll be like, okay, birthday. And so I feel like for you, it's like, okay, bitch, it's your birthday. What are we doing this weekend? You know, so I was on your ass like, okay, bitch.
Yeah, you was.
What are we doing this week? What is you doing? You know, so I think it's the energy. And other people, like, you know, birthday people,
yeah.
You kind of feel like you want to celebrate it because it's a celebration, you know? And so, and then I know, especially for you, because you're not like a holiday-driven person. So I feel like your birthday is kind of like the one day that you celebrate and you make it bitch, it's a thing.
Yeah.
Bitch, Christmas can come and go. And you're like, okay. Yeah. We already know how you feel about Thanksgiving.
Well, right. We know how I feel about Thanksgiving. That's done. But no, Christmas, I need to do better with Christmas. I think I definitely need to do better with Christmas because, you know, when I get my mans and everything like that. So, yeah, but no, you know what? When I do think about my age when it comes to that kind of stuff, I ain't going to lie about that. As far as my dreams and stuff like that goes, I feel like I'm okay because, you know, I always look at people who are, a lot of people I follow on YouTube are around my age. Mm-hmm. So, even though they've been in the game 10 years, you know, some of them are just now, you know, some of them, like, I feel like I'm just now starting to live, and some of them, they 40s. So, I love, you know, Candy and Rasheed and all them, you know what I'm saying? They are all in, well, Rasheed might be almost 40, but they kind of, 40s, you know what I'm saying? So those kind of people that keep me like, girl, I'm only in my 36th dynasty. Mm. Like, girl, I got, hopefully, God willing, I got, a lot more time, honey. I can still drop it like it's hot. That's the barometer, too. Like, girl, I can still drop this thing and pick it back up. So, I'm good. But, no, as far as a man or, like, being in or, like, a relationship, that I have to fight myself, but that sometimes concerns me. I'm like, I'm in my 36th dynasty, honey. And it's, like, dry as a fucking desert. Not me, but... But, my dating situation, my phone is dry as fuck. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's dry as hell. I have days, if I don't hear from you, my phone might not, I do have it set up where if I don't know the number, it don't ring. But it don't ring. Like, it literally won't ring, no text, no nothing. I won't hear nothing from nobody. So I'm like, I'm going to be patient. Like, you did ask me the other day, like, what she going to do? Tyreek thought I was taking myself out the game when it came to me, and I'm like, I done told y'all, on the podcast, y'all listeners know, I'm not going to be out the game when it come to me. And Tommy thought I was about to just give up on men and about to buy, get some cats and dogs. I'm like, no, never. Not I said the duck.
I still think you should get you a cat or a dog.
No.
Yes.
I'm not a pets person.
A little kitty cat in the bed with you. Mm-mm. Between your legs.
Nope. I'm not a pets person. I'm materialistic. I'm not
saying that PETA do not come after me. I'm not saying that he would be doing nothing with his cat.
Right. No. No. Oh my God. No. Oh.
I'm sorry.
But I be thinking about that sometimes where, your boy.
Who?
Raheem and his little dog, he be all up in the mix. I'm like,
I love that dog.
You would let him, let me not. That dog gotta get out the room.
No.
Yeah. You have sex in front of your dog?
Are you kidding me? You know how much sex I had in front of Charco?
Oh, my God.
What do you think Charco went in the room when I was having sex?
The dog got to go.
The dog got to be in there. No. Just in case something go down.
What? Well, Charco was a girl.
And but, she used to jump in right. Up the bed sometimes.
Oh, like, see, uh-uh.
What you doing in here?
Uh-uh. No, that's it. No. See, that's why. Because I remember I asked this guy one time, he was in love with his dog. I'm like, well, you be having sex in the room with your dog? He's like, yeah, sometimes he's in the bed. Absolutely not.
Nah, that's too much. Nah, because first of all, it's good sex. I ain't got room for you and the dog and me.
That dog ain't about to be sitting there and we fucking. And you up there, what, you gonna pet him while you hitting it? Like,
That'd be kind of hot.
See, that...
I think that's kind of hot, actually.
No. Why is it hot that a dog is in the bed?
I don't know. But me and Charco was like that. Charco stayed in the bedroom when I had sex.
A lot of people do that, clearly. But for me, that's why I'm like, I'm not, that's not my... There's nothing wrong. Let me not...
You would make the person put the dog out the room?
Y'all gotta go. The dog is not, it's not going to be me, you, and the dog.
Well, the dog is like under the bed.
I wouldn't want the, now see, I do care. I wouldn't want the dog under the bed. I'm like, what if you get too excited? I don't know, your bed might, what happened? What if something happened to the bed and the dog is up under there? The dog might get hurt.
So you wouldn't want to fuck with those, hop of the dog?
No, and especially if it's a boy dog, the dog got to go.
Why? Because they're going to be trying to hit.
Because they be getting horny. And I don't want to get no ideas trying to do what this daddy doing. You get sitting up there like trying to do what this daddy doing. Like, it's sitting up there just hard, sitting up there like I'm about to. No.
He up next.
Right. But we about to have a threesome. Like, he probably be thinking, no. The dog, especially if it's a boy, gotta go.
Oh my God.
So that's why, but no offense to anybody who does do that. I want to seem like I'm anti-pet. There's nothing wrong with having pet. I mean, for other people. For me, I just, that's not my thing.
With the dog.
Well, if the dog in the bed.
Just the paws on top of the bed.
Yeah. Well, the paws on the bed ain't as bad as the dog just sitting there in the bed. Like the dog is sitting there laying there like this. I'm sitting there on all fours and the dog's, I'm looking over to the left and the dog is sitting there laying there looking at me. What is going on here? See, I would be, and he'd be like, "No, it's fine. No, it's why he just gonna chill here like that." See, that's why I'm too much. That's just I see. That's why.
Oh, that shit would be so funny. Like, I don't know. I've never experienced like the dog being in the bed, so I can't say that. I've never experienced that. I'm thinking about my like, what do you do? Especially if it's like a calm dog, like you said, y'all just going at it, and the dog's just in the bed, just looking.
We're sitting there laying, looking like. Then I'm just looking like.
What is the cat though? You know, cat be trying to clap on.
Oh, all right, the cat might start purring. Right, it might be rubbing all up on you. Like, ooh, I love the way you rubbing on my leg. Oh, that's the cat. What? What? What is going on?
What is the cat doing? Start like rubbing.
Yeah,
all
getting
you,
all
like,
start purring and stuff. Right. I'm on all fours again, and the cats are purring all up on my arm. Like, what am I going to do? I wanted to move. I hit it or something. Or you hit my cat, bitch. Like, it was purring. It was getting, it was turning me nasty with me.
Oh, that is good. I never thought about the in the bed. But yes, Charco, she stayed in the room. And she like,
oh, see, yeah. What is going on? Why is she making noises?
Yeah, Charco didn't like.
Oh,
I guess over.
Oh, see, right, she was a girl. She probably like, girl. That's a bitch. That's my man. Bitch, what you y'all? You, I'm about to be getting fucked by my man. excuse me, girl. that's too much. But you know, I guess it's nothing for people for pet lovers.
Yeah, I think the in the bed is my thing because I know I got to check in, but I would just remember it's been a minute ago, a person had like a dog, and the dog was just doing too much. Like, first of all, because it was just like I went over there and it was more about the dog than it was about the situation. See? I was like, okay, you got a dog, okay, but we're not about to make this whole situation about your damn dog.
And you be here with the dog all the time. Yeah. I'm the guest. So yeah. My thing is, right now, I'm the guest. You're supposed to be catering to me. You can do whatever you need to do with the dog when I leave.
And then the dog was like biting on my ankle and stuff. I was like, you need to get your dog. And I was like, I actually got up, was like, I'm gonna leave. Because the dog was aggressive. And it was annoying. I'm just like, and then they was whooping their dog and doing all that. Like, listen, didn't come over here to see you bond with your dog.
No.
You know, like, if you ain't got no chill ass dog, then, you know, take care of that before I get over there.
Hello.
I'm going to people's house. All that damn dog hair on the couch. I did have sex with somebody. They had a cat. And the next day, I had like fell asleep and stuff. And the next day, I think I told you about it, I was covered in cat hair. It was like all in my hair, all in my clothes. So I had to put my clothes in a bag and like basically throw it away because I didn't even want to wash it with the rest of my, like, I didn't, before I even got in the house, I took it off, like my clothes.
Oh my gosh.
I had like cat hair all on my face.
Oh.
All in my hair.
Oh my gosh.
And it was dark, so I didn't never know. I didn't know how much cat hair was in the bed.
Okay. Oh. See, that's. I don't want to judge.
Yeah, but you know, I used to like cat men. Like men, it's something special about a black man who likes cats. They have a different kind of sexual energy.
Oh.
Yeah, this one guy back in Atlanta, his name, he used to call himself Catman.
Oh. Oh my God. No. I could not.
I could not have
sex with Catman.
Yo, we had a good time.
No. I cannot have sex with Catman.
No, like, I'm not saying that. I'm more of a dog lover than a cat. I've had cats, but I would consider myself a cat man. But I've noticed men. Black men who have cats are usually real men, persons that love cats. They're usually on a whole other kind of spiritual or like sexual energy connection. I don't know. Those have been my experiences. You know, they look wild.
Oh, okay.
So consider a cat man, Edmondson. You don't know. But to be look at them sheets though before you get bed. You do not want to be like me.
No, I see. But see, that's what I'm saying. But you just never know what you're walking into. You might think, like, maybe I'll have to, if he got a cat, I'm going to FaceTime me a little bit beforehand so I can get a view. You know, you always look in the background. Like, let's see what's going on in that background. See what I see, what's in that bed. Go lay in the bed. See if I see a whole bunch of hair in that damn bed.
Yeah, but so what if you get, like, cat hair in your booty hole? Because, like, the lube with the condom and the cat hair starts sticking.
Oh, my God. And then I have to pull it out. I'm like, what is that? And I'm like, It's a hair in my ass. Like, what happened? Ugh. And they're probably going, oh my God. I couldn't even imagine. If I had to pull out a cat hair or hairs, that's a lot.
But you have to, like, get over, like, I get what you said, but, like, when you're in that situation, you have to decide, like, do you want to fuck or not? Like, that's the decision you have to make. And you know what I mean? I'd be like, I want to fuck. So, I'm about to roll around this cat here.
I'm too finicky. I'm gonna freeze up. I ain't gonna wanna arch my back or nothing. Cause I'm just gonna be all tight, like, what is this? What is all the, and I'm gonna be looking all up in the bed. And if I see cat, I'm gonna start looking for other stuff. See, I'm just
like, what?
I don't know if it's cat hair in there. I don't know what else might be in there.
Oh my God. Okay, I gotta check in. We gotta get to our celebration. So I'm sorry, the mic almost fell. I was trying to put it closer to my mouth. my check-in. So my check-in, I'm going to keep it sweet, too, for the person who, you know, the person in the back who said that our check-ins be half of the episode. It's a lot been going on, you know, with New Orleans for a conference, Detroit for a funeral, stepfather passed, conference in New Orleans, and Valentine's Day in North Carolina. That was amazing. The Outsiders Fest, a 5-day fest that happened. So a lot has happened.
Yeah, a lot has happened for you.
And since the last time we've been, I know thanks to everybody who has made our last episode. And so I did purposely skip a week in a way because we wanted to really promote that last episode in honor of Evanston's birthday and totally in honor of the HIV, Black HIV Awareness Day, and also me coming out about my status publicly. I have gotten a lot of good responses from everyone, so I would like to thank everyone who has been loving on me during this time, the calls, the people. I literally just had a conversation last night with somebody's song we just played today, and, you know, they were just wanted to talk about it. Like, people now want to talk to me about living with HIV, and it's been... You know, I'm not going to say I'm always prepared and ready for that conversation. You know, it's 12 o'clock in the morning and at night and I'm drinking a cocktail. That's the last thing I want to talk about.
Yeah.
But I understand that people will meet you. You know, people like to have those conversations wherever you go. But the messages, the texts, and just the energy around it. And it's one of our most listened to episodes. And the way it's going, it will be our highest listened to episode because it has garnered more listens than most of our episodes in the first 2 weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So,
okay. Yay.
Yay. So thanks for being on this road as we continue to use this platform to talk about our personal lives. So our check-ins, like Ebessa was saying.
That's why they matter.
Check-ins matter. And that has been a really, it's been an interesting journey. I'm not going to say it's all beauty. It's still something I'm still working through. Still got therapy coming up. And then planning for our organization. We've been doing a lot of work in our organization, a lot of capacity building, mm-hmm. a lot of structuring, mm-hmm. trying to get to a whole nother level, right? Mm-hmm. I'm officially not working at my old
yes.
job.
Yes.
So,
oh my gosh.
I forgot about that too.
We do need to talk about that.
So, yeah, so I have been working at Seton for like 4 years. It was actually 4 years last month. And I, you know, if you guys know that I was just always saying like, hey, I can't wait till the day I just stop working for someone else or another corporation to be able to work for myself. So I'm like kind of there. I am there. I have a joint situation where I work with my organization and another organization that houses us as far as location. And so I would be kind of doing some consulting work with them around like HIV navigation and creating, you know, resources and stuff to the people that we, the clients that we see in the clinics. But basically, I'm fully working for Western America now, my organization.
Clap, hey, yes.
So it's kind of weird, like, trying to figure out what I'm going to do today, where I'm going to work out, like, what office I'm going to work at today, what I'm going to, you know, like, trying to map out that schedule. It's not like 8 to 5. Stuff like that is really, but I feel like it's more work too, right? It doesn't make it easier because now you have to use your time wisely. I feel like now you're like, well, bitch, now it's you ain't no excuse.
Yeah, no, but I feel like it is more work. I can't wait for the day. But at least you know you're doing it for yourself. Mm-hmm. It's all come back to you at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And I'd much rather do that than do it for somebody else and they while they on their private yachts over and is that Tropez? Mm-hmm. No, it's all for you. Like yeah. Janet Jackson.
Right. It's all for you. So yeah, so a lot of interesting life changes has happened. Update around one of our brothers here in our community, our black queer brother, who had went missing for like 3 weeks. His body was found, and he was pronounced deceased the day his body was found. So this upcoming week, they're actually having a musical celebration for his life. And so a lot of my work is, like me and Chameleon, they represented a lot of different things around the work that I'm doing, you know, as far as black queer social justice work and mental health work and just period, right? Just loving on people. And it's so weird how he came into my life last year and the way that he did and how he did and the impact that it was. And so I look forward to being able to participate in celebrating his life this week. But, you know, that was sad. That was another, you know, really big emotional time to get through. So it's been some really high points these last few weeks, some really low points.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that, though. Your emotions have been on, like, a little roller coaster.
Right, up and down, yeah. Up and down, like, for every good thing is something else kind of tragic. Mm-hmm. Like, especially, like, funerals and all that, mm-hmm. like, you know, and being in Detroit and kind of feeling like that was the end of an era. Mm-hmm. Wow. There is no home for me in Detroit anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm officially homeless when it comes to my roots in Detroit. Mm-hmm. The only person that I have, like, in Detroit left is, like, a great aunt who lives in Southfield. But as far as like any family members maybe some distant cousins, but none of my immediate family lives in Detroit anymore. So after his passing and that, I have no more ties. So that was a different emotion, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel like the work that I'm doing around being open, you know, in my own personal wellness and being open around my status and been open about leaving my work, you know, just doing these things for me and really still trying to find purpose and my own self-care purpose and that spiritual connection that will keep me sustained. So I feel good. Even with all that's going on, I'm good, but I'm still doing the work.
Yeah.
I know it's every day. And, you know, I'm thankful for, like, my friendships and stuff. And I'm thankful for my relationship. Valentine's Day was bomb as fuck.
How did it feel to actually have a Valentine's Day where you had somebody who was just as into loving on you as you was loving on them? It wasn't one-sided, no shade.
It felt beautiful. It was I feel like Valentine's Day for me, I'm going to speak from my perspective of it, was it established a deeper connection. A spiritual, kind of like one of those kind of life-altering connections where that moment, that weekend, it was something created.
Oh, so well, I'm sure it was.
And it was like the simple things, right? So with more effort on solidifying that bond and that connection more so than trying to make Valentine's be something that doesn't, you know, it was what our two entities and our two kindred spirits kind of connect with.
And that's why I feel like Valentine's Day can be, you can celebrate all these people, you know, so many people just, you know, trying to dog, you know, I spend all this money and da da da. It don't, I mean, that is, okay, let's keep it funky. That is some people. Some people are just going on Valentine's and doing all the most just so they can get a good Instagram pic. Let's just keep it funky. But some people, they actually do take the holiday, or not even holiday, they take the day of love. And they just, you know, they turn it to what y'all did. They just make it a totally different thing. It's a day for you to not even reconnect, but maybe, you know, for y'all love connection, bond, whatever you want to call it, to like to manifest, like you said, into something totally different and take your relationship vibrations to a whole different level. Like, that's the shit I'm on. Like, it's nothing wrong with if I want to do that with my man on Valentine's Day. It don't mean I'm, you know what I'm saying, you celebrating this capitalist holiday. And I'm not even thinking of it that way. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's beautiful.
People do that. Like, people so anti-everything. It's like, be anti if that's what you want to be. But, like, but, you know, dates, especially in our busy lives and the way time moves fast. Yeah. Before we know, we were just talking about, we already, it's March coming up.
Yeah.
And so we already there, right? You know, everybody talking about 2020, bitch, we're in 2020.
Yeah.
We're almost done with the first quarter, or at least we halfway through it. So it's not like, oh, 2020 going to be this year. No, 2020 is exactly what it is right now. No, it is. You're in 2020. So 2020 going to be my best year yet.
But wait, so what you tell them, they got to give up?
I'm not saying give up. They but 2020 like, is
what they got to start talking about 2021. I'm in 2021. I'm about to get it together. I'm sorry.
But what I'm saying is, yo, best year yet. Like, girl, you need to, it needs to be happening now.
It does.
Like, girl, when? When is it? You know what I'm saying? Because when you talk about March, we're in it now. We're beyond the holiday seasons. You know, we about to get into the spring, summer, fall line, joggers.
Okay.
You know, and I'm not discouraging. I guess it's really just to say why I was saying, like, days, like, yes, it's a capitalist holiday, right? But it doesn't have to be a capitalist holiday. It
can
just be a reminder or a chance. You know, some people do get off work because it's Valentine's Day. Some people do get a lot of leeway because it's Valentine's Day. Some people can travel. You know, it is a lot more ways to find gifts because a lot of places are having it on display. So it is a chance to pick up a teddy bear just right in front of your eyes that you might not usually be kind of impulsed to buy.
Exactly.
To show love, gratitude,
and that's what it's about at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Like, and having some fun. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody just be so ready to be so angry and anti this and that. Can we have just some fun? Can I have a day? And I'm not even about the corny, but can I have a day where I just want to be corny, baby?
Okay,
and with my man.
What's wrong with that? I love being corny with my man. Like, why not? Yeah. Like, if I would be corny with anybody, it should be him.
Right.
You know, so, or, I mean, yeah, so it was one of the best, and that's very important when you say when you're with somebody that, because I've been in relationships, because, you know, I've always been a holiday-driven person, but I've been in relationships, right? It's just, you know, the movie, Candy Bear, the candy, chocolate, the bear, and, you know.
Don't buy me, I'm glad you brought that, I'm going to have to cut you off. Future husband, don't buy me none of them Lindor chocolates. Don't buy me none of that for Valentine's. Please don't buy me none of them chocolates. That's one thing. Don't come at me with none of them little chocolates. Okay. I don't want none of that chocolate. You keep that to you. Don't come at me. I got you some of these little, I don't even want Godiva. Okay. Don't bring me no chocolates. I got you some chocolates. And I'm supposed to be, you know, my baby bought me one of these little bags. I'm going to look at that shit like I want to throw it in the trash. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. No, that's one thing I'm not about. Don't get that. That's some corny shit I'm not about. Because I don't want no chocolates.
Don't give me no goddamn chocolates either. Like, I mean, I'm not going to say I wouldn't say that. But it's so weird that for Valentine's Day, that never even came up about chocolates. Because I never came across my mind. Because I know I'm not about to. Because I feel like it's so fake. If you know this person don't even eat chocolate. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like certain things that you don't have to do.
Yeah, no.
You know, so I'm not about to go buy some chocolates. Them damn nasty ass. I don't even know. I care how even expensive it is. Sometimes it'd be the nastiest, the more expensive. I'd rather have a Snicker bar. If you really love me, okay. Bitch. Give me a Twix. Some Rolos.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Give me some Whoppers.
Yeah, some Whoppers. If you really try to give me some chocolate, don't bring that nasty ass 40-piece chocolate.
Don't give me that Lindor or whatever. Don't bring me none of that. Now, you give me some Whoppers. I'll take those. Some Reese's.
Okay.
Give me some Reese's pieces.
Oh, put it in the refrigerator. Yeah. Okay. Pull it out. Yeah. Like, if you show me you really love me.
That's how you're right, Donald. Then you can bring me. Now, those chocolates you can't get me. And a little, but anyway, go ahead.
But that's true, though. So I feel like, So for me, I was, you know, it definitely took us to another chapter, you know. Mm. And so that's why it's always beautiful in that way. So, yeah, that's really what's been going on with me. Pop, 1-year anniversary for What Works for Us. We're still trying to figure out Like, you know, it's been, did you get that thing I tagged you in about that podcast network? That
they started following me.
So, yeah. So,
I was going to ask you, did you reach back out to them? But I can.
Yeah. So fine. Maybe some podcast network, some more video this year.
Yes, definitely video. Yeah. Definitely video.
Some live performances, recording. Cause we can take this anywhere.
Yeah, no, I'm ready for video, period. Okay. Period. I was talking to somebody, a friend in a DM closer to the new year, and they asked me about it. And I was like, well, I guess I ain't going to say a friend. It was Franco. Asked me about it. And I was just like, did you start your YouTube channel? And I was like, no. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, but that to me was like a confirmation, like, you need to be doing that. So I'm ready for video. I'm here for it. We can have some podcast.
Okay.
I'm here for it.
I just need to figure out who, like, well, that's offline. But yeah, we down for video. What else? We want to do hosting engagements. Just, you know, I just think of, we always talking about other podcasts show we listen to, one of our girls on, I'm not going to say, but we just listen to how every year she was saying what she wanted to do.
Yeah.
And so I think it's very important for us to, now that we have a year under our belt.
Yes.
We're almost getting close to 10,000 listens and downloads. It just keep trying to elevate and grow bigger.
Yeah, like, I definitely want to do stuff on that too. I guess it's a lot of stuff I want to do. I'm just trying to pace myself and not get too overwhelmed. But yeah, I definitely want the podcast to propel to grow, and then for us to grow with it. And I'm here for it all. So yeah, definitely video though. We need video, especially so y'all. He ain't gonna do it on camera though. Some of that stuff he be doing.
No, yes, I'm wearing these shorts, but I just like the way the cut. You see how like my thigh meat is hanging out like right there.
Yeah, I'm pretty. You know, pretty sure somebody would like to see that on camera.
I would wear these shorts every recording. Bounce that ass up and down like a stripper. What? So, yes, our first episode, we're just going to go over some episodes, some highlights. And, of course, we know y'all not going to comment like we asked y'all to do. But once this is posted, I'm definitely going to do some kind of challenge, what works for us challenge, like, so we can find out. What was some of y'all favorite episodes? So we premiered What Works for Us on February 11th, 2019 with our first episode titled The Intro. And I was making fun of Emerson because I was talking about all I have to do is read the episode notes and I know what happened. Child, these 1, 2, 3 liners I put in here.
Okay. Okay. That's what I said. I'm like, I'm looking. I don't know. I don't remember.
But you always say that I don't even remember the episode.
No.
Because I don't remember what we recorded. Because especially when we first started, I used to be toe up. Like, bitch, I know you don't expect me to remember what we just talked about on Friday night with a whole bottle of Tito's. No, I did not remember.
Well, I don't remember exactly what we talked about in the first episode. I think the first, it was February, no.
11th.
It was February 11th, mm-hmm. But I'm trying to think, was that episode, it was around Valentine's Day.
Well, of course, February
11th. Well, no, I'm just saying, I remember talking about something in reference to Valentine's Day, but I don't remember exactly what it was exactly. I don't remember exactly the first episode, but you know what? That's the. I play a little snippet of it because I don't remember. Let's just get a little refresher, and this will probably I'll probably remember after that. Oh, I guess I can do it. Well, I do it on my phone.
Yes, especially before we get into the second episode.
Oh, yeah,
I think the second episode. I remember that one. Our favorite episodes to this day.
Oh yeah, that one. Yeah, I remember the second one. Okay, so hold on.
What? I'm gonna back that shit up. I'm making me another drink. Oh, y'all hear that? You hear like the way the cranberry splash into the ice?
Oh, hold on. Wait. Oh, I hope I don't play the wrong
one. Oh, we could do some EMR, too.
ASMR? ASMR.
Yeah. Oh, man. I left that and went ahead and did a radio interview to promote my book. The book would be a year coming up pretty soon, but I have some projects that's coming, you know, a spinoff from the book. But, you know, the grind never stops is basically what we're saying. And, we did something special in January. What do we call it? A meeting of the minds, right?
Oh, wow.
You know, we're the best friends, as you guys will hear over and over and over again. But we like to make sure that we're you know, trying to figure out what's next for us and, you know, create a path. You know, Emerson has, he's really been one of the person that keep me on my toes. If I'm looking for, what they call it, not a life coach, but a mentor. But I do think, go to him for a lot of different, you know, inspirational things, a lot of motivational, inspiring things. So we had this idea of meeting of the minds. We met in January and we decided that we were going to discuss everything across the whole, our whole life, you know, not just, you know, financials, but what were some of the things that we talked about?
It was, we talked about, it was like business, wellness. We talked about like our love lives.
Or lack of.
Or lack of.
Funny how things change.
Right.
And also,
I was single then, right?
Ways that we can help each other navigate, because it's important that, even if it's just us two, it's, I think it's important that we have, you have somebody that is like-minded that you can kind of look to when you're trying to do things that are different or out of the norm. Just because, you know, you can be feel by yourself if you're out here doing all this stuff and, you know, and everybody doesn't understand the this type of a grind. And it's not, I'm not making it seem like it's better than or anything different. It's just, it's a different, you move different. It's not structured. You do things that are, you know, sporadic. It's definitely Tariq does. I'm
not do I?
You definitely do things that are not planned and, you know, make decisions that, you know,
I do.
Maybe a person who is more structured wouldn't make. So
Yes. It is so weird because I feel like me and C Plus talk about that. Like, one of our things that we kind of always bring up that we're totally different, right? And that's what makes us compatible. And that is that plan thing. And you said that, right? And me and him always talk about that because he's very, you know, detailed planning, like, you know, even planning by the hour, where I am not that person, right? Like, I'm very sporadic, very last minute. So I didn't know you said that about me a year ago.
Right. The good thing we did a recap, because I forgot the conversation too. So, right. So, I mean, we pretty much, I mean, hey, like, again, funny how things change. A lot of the stuff is still the same. We still do the meeting of the minds. Mr. Telltale's was single. I think at that time, though, somebody had just gotten out of, somebody didn't make the playoffs for cupping season, I think, around time.
I cut somebody. I remember that.
Yeah.
Fucking wasting my holiday season. So, so episode 2 is one of our favorites, and this is the show notes. This episode, Emerson and Mr. Telltales discuss fashion, pajama sets, and sexy underwear. They also get intellectually ratchet and discuss topics around representation, Don Lemon, and public opinion on the ongoing Jesse Smollett
case. My gosh. Now, I remember that episode.
Oh, that episode was so fucking funny because, bitch, you said you go to bed with a full pajama set. That had everybody at my job cracking up. Like, bitch, are you still wearing, update, are you still wearing full pajama sets to sleep?
I just bought a full Long John pajama set. I got it from Amazon on Friday.
Oh my God, Emerson, you and these full pajama sets.
I don't plan on wearing the Long Johns to bed, though, because I don't think Long Johns, but we talked about that, I think, on the episode, too, and I don't think Long Johns are sexy, but I just started working a part-time job, and it get cold, so I'm literally using them as thermal underwear, but I just bought a full Long John set, the shirt and and the little pants, but have I worn a full pajama set? I don't think I wore a full pajama set. I've worn a full pajama set, a little t-shirt with little pants that come with it, a little outfit. You get it from Target. I do have one that I wear sometimes when it gets a little nippy outside. So yeah, I'm still full pajama set realness.
And did we ever figure out, like, what is the rules of with, like, how soon you get naked when you go to somebody
oh
house?
My God, right.
Somebody come in and get all the way down to the booty underwear. I don't know.
I don't. Well, I guess I can't ask
I mean, yeah, I guess I can't ask. I don't know, because I don't know the situation. I mean, I'm pretty sure you and C+, you get butt booty naked at this point, and you probably didn't waste no time with it either.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it's, I mean, if it's time to have sex, it's time to have sex. But I'm trying to think of my mind, has it changed around, hey, I say if you in somebody's room, you have license to get naked.
Oh, you know what, though? I've always said that that's why I still, my bedroom is a work in progress, because I've always said I wanted my bedroom to be that type of bedroom. I want my bedroom the type of bedroom that as soon as a nigga come in, he want to drop them drawers. He want to get butt ass naked. I don't care if we don't do nothing. He just lay there. He just want to get naked. I just got that kind of room. So, yeah, I'm here for that.
So I'm looking at episode 6, and I mean, you pick out the ones you want to talk about. But it was talking about Mr. Telltale admits he is interested in bisexuality.
Oh, I remember that episode.
I remember that episode too, because a lot of people were like, well, I never knew. Da, 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 da. And it's so weird that I still feel that way. And now my interest has even sparked into like trans men and stuff like that. And so I'm open to whether they're, what is it, FTM? Whatever. I don't know if that would be considered, but I don't know. Like, so I don't want to label what that sexuality would be between me and that other person. But yeah, like, I like the idea of having sex with a woman is definitely still on the table. The girl that I was probably talking to in that episode about, and her man, I saw them last night.
And she probably like, you still ain't give me that dick, okay, though.
But I think it's her man that said that, not her.
Oh.
That's who said that. Then I follow him on Twitter, so he be posting some, like, you know, it's not him on there, but I know it's him or whatever, and so it's always like that bisexual porn.
Oh.
But that's my favorite porn. Like, I'm here for a good DP.
Oh, okay.
Like, two men and a woman, like, we good to go. That's all I need. I think it's, I don't know. And then especially now, I feel like the porn, like OnlyFans and Twitter has made it so accessible to see how good it looked. Or whatever, because there's a lot of me and you talking about that hashtag? No, that was somebody else. That hashtag that went on viral on Black Twitter yesterday or day before yesterday. That Black bisexual man.
I don't know. I see that.
But I think it was a response to somebody was saying that on one of them reality shows on Netflix. Like, it's that love at first sight when you don't know who they are and you're talking to. So I guess a black couple was on there. The guy was bisexual. Oh. And he had never said it until they met.
Oh.
But so it was like the community was divided. Like, it was like, well, girl, why do you care if he's bisexual if he's in love with you? He was really in love with her. But in her mind, like, well, you should have told me I was bisexual. But, you know, well, bitch, you didn't know what I look like. So what do it matter? You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, so, girl, you don't know my face. So don't try to say what's important, what's not important. So, yes, bisexuality is the bomb. I'm still hoping to experience that sooner than later.
Oh, okay.
Big booty girls.
So in the episode 7 was, I think that was the intro of Christian Dior.
Oh, my God. Our longtime collaborator. How many episodes she was on? 3 or 4?
Is it 4?
I think it was 4, because I think it was 3 Homegirl Chronicles, and then she took over a whole episode.
Oh, right. Oh, the episode of me and her was, like, drunk as fuck. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Yes.
But, right, yes, so this episode. One we talked about, female perspective on various topics such as natural hair, proposing during sex. Oh, I remember that one, South by Southwest, Stress and Practicing Celibacy. Yeah, the one where during the poll, I asked y'all if if a man proposed to you during sex, do you take the actual proposal seriously? And you was like, you here for it.
I'm here for it. Sometimes you got to get it when you can, girl. You better get that ring.
I still feel the same. I don't know if I would take him seriously. You know, you might just got caught up in the moment. You might not really be trying to lock a bitch down for real. So I'm going to act like your ass didn't say it.
Well, I mean, it's feeling good at that moment. Shoot, you might risk it all at that moment.
No, I ain't going to do that shit, because then what if you get caught? Then he try to play you. Like, oh, okay, well, you know, I don't know when we're going to get married and everything like that. He's like, oh. Yeah, I did say that, didn't I? Like, I was just caught up in it. You know, you was caught up in the motherfucking moment. I done already sit up there and start picking out rings and shit. So, no. I still feel the same way.
Oh, girl. Royal Rumble, episode 8.
Oh, my goodness. That was episode 8?
I know.
Wow.
Girl, that almost ended the friendship.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
When I discussed being attacked at the club.
Woo. Yeah, wow.
Everybody just brush over that one. Yeah. That was an interesting situation. Yeah, but that has been taken care of. We got a cease and desist letter. But, you know, all good. All love. All good. I forgot Nia and Tiana was on here. Yeah. Episode 9, The Marriage Bliss. I wonder how they feel about that.
Yeah,
no
that
comment.
Oh.
But I see Edmondson and Tyreek have an explosive discussion on their personal desires from relationship. I think that we fell out on that episode.
Yeah.
Because you said we were attacking. I was attacking you.
No, it was 3-1.
Oh, girl.
Man, that's okay.
Whatever.
That's okay.
So here's your episode that you wanted to talk about. Something ain't right, though.
What's not right?
What was episode 11?
Episode 11 was posted twice.
Oh.
I don't know if it's showing like that on podcast, but no, episode 10 was the episode where I talked about, you know, my sister came on the episode and, you know, I let her, you know, say what she had to say. She wanted to come on and, you know, she just wanted to come in and say hi pretty much. So of course we allowed her to do it. My sister LaToya Jackson. And you know, I don't know if y'all remember, but I'm feeling like I want to hear a funny. So let me see.
Yeah, we'll look for that. But I also think that's interesting. On episode 11, we were talking about, we really dive into the topic of parenting your black gay child. And that was then, right? And now we know what's going on with Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union. Was it Zaya?
Zaya.
And so we was talking about that dead, and now we still telling. But, you know, I just want to tell people, as you look for our girl to see if she can come on the show.
Oh, okay.
Mind your fucking business. I think at the end of the day, that's all that fucking matters.
Yeah. And
all these, like Evans was talking about offline, some of y'all ain't even taking care of your kids. And you got more to say about a man who's taking care of his own child about what he should and should not be doing.
Hello.
Okay, pay your back child support.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay.
Right. Take your kids. Stop. Actually, show up when you tell your kids that you're going to go and pick them up. How about that?
I was watching Bounce TV. What did a movie? I think it was Martin Lawrence, was an old movie. And the kids, Wendy Raquel Robinson was in it.
Oh.
And the boy came and was like, did daddy come? And she was like, I'm just going to tell you, some people are going to disappoint you in life. And your daddy ain't here. And he was like, well, why did you get with him? Why would you marry a man like that? He was like, because I wouldn't have had you. But it was just funny you said that, right? Cause, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna need y'all to stop. Just all the ignorance of the internet about that whole situation. I agree with you 1,000%. All y'all parents out there, take care of y'all damn kids, and y'all need to get on y'all damn kids' internets. They internets and see what they doing. Why they be out here sending pictures and telling people at my job? I be talking to some of y'all kids at work at 2:00 in the morning. They be talking about you want some of this little 15-year-old pussy. Why do you be worried about that type of shit? Handle that.
Hold back the fuck up. You got people selling pussy at work. 15-year-olds.
She didn't say it was for sale, but she said she asked if I wanted some.
You got to be fucking kidding.
No, she said you want some of this little 15-year-old pussy.
Oh, bitch, that was probably a motherfucking what an NBC okay. Dateline Catch a Predator.
Well, you gonna catch a predator that's working at a damn corporation? Yeah. I can see if it was a party line or something. I'm at work. What the fuck? You think I'm going to say something?
Right. Like, girl, like, it's not going to be recorded. Like, what can you, like, how far would you go on a work situation? Why would they? So
but
if
you
that's
know,
really a 50-year-old girl, that's even more disturbing.
Mm-hmm. They need to be worried about that. But no, they be all kinds of, yeah. I mean, but then too, we have guys that contact us too, be falling in love with people via chat too. So it'd be all kind of bullshit going on the internet at night at my job. But, anywho, yeah, worry about that. Oh, but yeah, I did find an episode. Now, I don't remember if she started off at the beginning. I think
she did.
Let me see.
It was like, we got a guess.
Okay, well, let's see.
We got a guess.
Oh, hold on.
We're going to start things on.
Okay, well,
hey,
right.
Fuck it up. Hey.
Y'all
hey,
hearing it again.
You are tuning in to What Works For Us, the Black Queer Lifestyle Podcast.
Where we discuss everything black and queer, mental health, relationships, art, fashion.
We take it back our culture, y'all.
Hey.
What's poppin'?
What's up?
What up, doe? 313-512.
I remember I fucked this up.
I don't know what that number
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I forgot.
I know what the zip code is.
And I said zip code.
You right, area code. I don't know what it is, but I don't know. Yeah, I don't know the 313-512 number.
We missed the part.
I'm like, bitch, that was the area code. You still gonna go back. I don't know what that is.
You guys are listening to What Works For Us. That's what's up, all black.
All queer.
Damn. Let's do it again. All black.
Why do we have to do it again?
I want to do like a remix.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
Like, no, I was said not. This is a podcast show. This is not a duet.
This is not a duet situation.
Well, can we do like a remix? Freaky, you know, I'm here for a remix. We both
a remix
for
of what?
The all black, all queer. Freaky.
Oh, wait, uh-uh.
Can we get freaky tonight?
Like Coco. Well, I remember that.
Producer, y'all can hook that up. I already did my part.
All black, all queer. Freaky. So what's popping? We're back. Emerson, guess what this episode is, though?
What? I can't tell you that.
Right.
Tell me. It's episode 10.
Episode 10. Yes, I'm so excited. Episode 10. Do you think we would have? Well, of course. We'd be here.
Right.
Yeah, I would hope so.
After 10 episodes.
5 episodes.
Right.
We're done. We decided to retire What
right.
Works For Us after 5 episodes.
And we decided to go in a different direction.
I don't know if that's the right thing.
We got opportunities going on. We're just, you're going to stop the podcast after BAP. So,
okay. That is so
I'm
crazy.
At the fast forward,
so,
y'all.
Yes, this is episode 10. Again, we would like to just thank everybody that's been supporting us.
Yeah, I'm
oh, this sound good. Because I feel like this is episode now.
Right. Right.
We like to thank everybody.
Really well, we don't want nobody. I'll fast forward before somebody else do.
Just real quick.
Hold on. Oh, wait. I skipped it.
You
know.
Oh. What is a flyer? I don't know if anyone remember Teen Summit on BET back in the day. And so we're doing a mental health conference or summit.
I remember that.
Really,
okay.
Next month. And I wanted to recreate the Teen Summit logo. So I sent the logo to the guy and I told him I wanted it to be like a 90s themed flyer.
Oh, what is a fiver?
Yeah. I still remember the flyer. Sorry, y'all. Nice. I don't want to skip
not
it.
Something I could have done, right? I'm not a graphic
designer. I just want y'all to hear my sister real quick. It's only a few seconds.
Like, and I'm like, this man is from where? India. See. So he probably don't even know what Teen Summit was.
Okay.
But I sent him
that
the
seemed
logo,
like that was just yesterday.
Said,
that Teen Summit.
I can make it similar to that. Child, he threw the whole logo away. It don't look nothing like BET. Summit, but so be careful with those guys on five. I mean, they're good.
I remember the Team Summit still because
finding a good person, you go back to the same.
I was sitting at the table,
but
and a bird flew on the flew into the window and knocked itself out. No, right, you weren't over there. I was just sitting on my phone. Okay, here we go.
Actually, we have a guest this week that, you know, we have not introduced yet. She's been kind of quiet. She's a little shy.
Oh.
So I just want to introduce her real quick or let her say what she got to say. So, girl, go ahead and say what you got to say.
Let's hear
okay,
it.
Okay, LaToya.
Come on, girl. Good.
All right. For those of you who believe, roll up your sleeves. And if you're hanging, no. And if you're not, because
LaToya
is throwing down with a new sound. Give me some respect.
Give
us
some respect,
man. Kick it off, boys. It's time
to because yeah. Miss LaToya is about to kick it off. Now give me my respect. Come on, boys.
Shout out to my sister LaToya. I had to get her on an episode. I'm about to get some of my other sisters out here some kind of way too. Actually, and I am. I'm about to get some of my other sisters out here too. Cause they, you know, they got some stuff to say too. So, yeah. But shout out to LaToya, episode 10. I am the Tim Jackson still, always and forever.
Yes, yes. Oh my God, it's so crazy. So we were just bringing up Zaya. But if you look at episode 12, I guess, I'm confused. Something is going on with that. But anyway, it could be just the way it is in Apple. but it's in honor of Nigel Shelby,
yeah,
the guy, the mm-hmm. young boy who had killed himself mm-hmm. For being bullied about mm-hmm. his sexuality. And it says, from on this episode, Edmondson and Mr. Tales have their personal check-in and dedicate the episode to the life of Nigel Shelby and discuss bullying and mental health for Black queer youth, from Nigel Shelby to Zion Wade, which is now
Zaya
Wade. America must protect Black queer children. And while we are waiting for people to grow out of homophobia, kids are losing their lives. So that was so interesting that we've actually been kind of like following his Zion to Zaya Wade story the whole time on his podcast.
We have.
So that's very interesting that way. And then even with the Nigel Shelby thing, we end up dedicating when we got our proclamation from the city of Austin mm-hmm. around the LGBTQ suicide prevention, we dedicated the Night of Love to him and actually showed a video of him doing our program. So, full circle moment.
Full circle moment. And I have something to say, too, just to, you know, I didn't really say anything about the whole the whole thing with Brandon or Chameleon, which is sad. But I do want to say that I think with talking about this, these babies, Nigel, Zaya, and then him, I consider him, he was a baby to me. I think we, as queers and gays, I think that we need to start being more honest and more upfront about our situations, what's going on. And I think, and I'm not trying to dog out the particular city I'm in now, but I think that if anything, all the stuff that's popping up, this shows that we just need to be more, we need more community in the Black gay space, period. So I think that we just need to start being there for each other, being there for one another. And, I guess you can't force people to do stuff, but I just think that, you know, we all need to do better in reaching out and touching each other. Like my girl, Diana Ross. Like, we need to do that more often because, you know, we losing babies and, you know, this is happening and it's kind of like we just moving on from it. But I think we need to go a little harder at something. I don't know what that is exactly. We kind of talked about it. Mm-hmm. But I think we need to go harder at building communities and having spaces or safe spaces for the babies. Because I just think about when we were younger, and we talked about this offline, but I'll just say it real quick. You know, I don't know where I would be if I didn't have the community that we had when we was younger. Just being around all of us that, you know, whether it was dysfunctional or not, I thank God for that. Because if I had to go through, or even just how I kept meeting gay people, like, you know, one of my childhood best friends, you know, he was gay, then I met you later on. You know what I'm saying? I kept being around these gay people, but a lot of other people just don't have that. Mm-hmm. Nigel, he didn't have that. You know what I'm saying? And, I can't speak for anybody else, but I just say, I know Nigel didn't have that. So, you know, I think we need to do better. So, you know, do better, us gay, you know, gay family. We need to do better, reach out and touch and help these babies and, you know, be a little bit more present.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like mentoring, being support for the generation behind, like everybody trying to go to the top and by themselves type of thing, mm-hmm. and not worrying about the ones that you're trying to leave behind, especially the ones that call themselves doing the work. Like, who are you doing the work for?
Yeah.
What are you writing the paper for? What are you writing that book for? What are you creating that event for if you're not actually doing it for a community? And we can't talk about community without talking about youth and younger, young adults. So it's sad. I mean, but I think, you know, especially for us, especially at this point in my life, it become a little bit more apparent because as we gotten older, we out of the youth age group, mm-hmm. right? You know, in our 20s, we probably weren't thinking that, but I think at a certain age, it has become a point of what are you actually doing?
Yeah. And I feel like it's my duty. You know, I feel like I'm auntie at this point. I'm auntie. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be that rich auntie. You know what I'm saying? That's my goal. I'm going to be the rich auntie that, you know, come up. But I want to be around for the babies. You know what I'm saying? And everybody's going to do it their own way. You know, I want to, you know, one thing I want to do is become more, you know, more present, but more visible. I think that's important for me to be more visible so babies can see, you know, me being in my 36th dynasty and fabulous and thriving and flourishing. You know, I think babies need to see that. So, you know, I think we can all do it our own way. But I think, again, we need to figure out ways to reach out and touch, like Diana Ross, each other and the babies.
Touch. Shout out to London. She identifies as trans in a way, but she is a woman of color. And she came in our episode 18, The London Effect. What I found really interesting about that episode was she shared with me offline after the episode an email or a message she got from her cousin after they listened to her on our episode.
Oh.
And it was very empowering, right? Because she felt like she was she didn't know a lot around that.
Oh, okay.
So that was interesting to be able to, you know, provide that kind of vehicle in a way. So episode 18, you see anything? Oh, our milestone 20th episode. What was that about?
Hold on, I'm catching up. wait.
Barriers in dating. Dating barriers. I think that's what we talked about. Like, could you take somebody positive? Could you take somebody disabled?
Oh, yeah. We did talk about that one. Yeah.
Somebody with a missing, like, didn't have all their body parts. Or, yeah. Like, mentally ill or...
Yeah, that was on that one. I remember that conversation. I don't... I'm pretty sure I still stay in the same space or whatever I said. I'm pretty sure I stand by what I said still. And I'm not saying that in a bad or a negative way. I don't think I was that negative about it. But yeah, I mean, I guess shit, to be dating anybody, as far as my dry ass, not me, but my dating. I just want to make that clear. I'm juicy. But anyway, yeah. Yeah, I do remember the episode. But I think the next one is really interesting. That one was interesting, but the next one's really interesting.
Oh, episode. Well, oh, because it was our season 2 premiere, episode 21.
Mm-hmm. It was a lot of things.
Oh, the first time we had our guest, Dr. William Mosley, on the episode.
Hot Boy Summer.
Hot Boy Summer. Yes, yes. So that was really interesting because we was talking about his... connection to like the female rap and his work around Black queer. And I always like to, when we talk about as far as like this realm of impacting community, right? You have like in arts and entertainment, you have community work, you have academia, you have all these different institutions and entities that all kind of work in a way to do that work. So yeah, it was interesting for, you know, Hot Boy Summer, because he was definitely having a Hot Boy Summer that summer. Jet setting all across the country, okay. And the world, rather. And he came back. I guess we could. When did he come back? What was the episode when he came back? I'm trying to see it if I can catch it.
Oh, I don't remember his exact number.
Yeah. So shout out to Will for coming on our show twice.
Shout out to Will, right.
Supporting. He's always been a really good supporter of the show. Have a lot of really good feedback. You know, that's all I'm going to say about that. a lot of people talking about our energy too. So I thought that to be interesting. Me and Will energy.
Oh.
Yeah. So shout out to Will.
Yeah, shout out to Will. I want to talk about another one of our faves too, which was episode 24. The title is confusing, but if you read what we were actually talking about, that was a bomb ass episode. It was the episode I talked about cuffing season, and I told y'all the whole calendar.
But that was because originally that was just a check-in.
Yeah.
So that's why. So it's hard to, like, name episodes off check-in.
No, you're right.
The topic.
No, you're right.
So, yeah, because that. But I did put that in the notes because it was a bomb-ass thing.
Yeah.
You broke it down. Yes. I remember that. That kind of framed
it did.
A lot for me.
Well, right. Championship. Game one. I mean, let's just keep it fucking. I remember the episode championship game was on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Oh. So and I just talked about Valentine's
Yes.
Day. So me and C Plus just won the championship.
Y'all won the championship. He made it through the whole fucking. He made it through the finals and the playoffs, playoffs, and he made it through everything. A preseason game. I mean, he. First of all, he skipped past some of it because there was no preseason. It went right into, so he skipped past and got right on the league and then just took over. Well, he Russell Wilson and his bitch.
Russell Wilson. No, that's motherfucker Zion.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that is.
The new, you're so crazy. I think, Zion Williams, he's the new, he's a rookie for the, shit, the New Orleans Pelicans? I don't forget what team.
No.
New Orleans. He's the rookie for New Orleans, right out of. He's like the best new player, according to whatever. But okay, yeah, we'll go Russell Wilson. Yes, that is even better. You know, IBCC.
Okay. But,
IBCC for, yeah, so, yeah, so, but when you laid it out like that, I feel like that was the, we got a lot of response about how you laid that out. And I didn't even realize that, yeah.
It's important that everybody know that when you're in cuffing season, you got to know what plays you're playing and what part is going on. And so, you know, so you can, because C-plus won the championships. I mean, that's something commendable to talk about. Everybody don't win the championship during cuffing season. So, you know, C-plus is making it all the way, you know, they in for the summer. They in.
For life.
Oh. Okay. So yeah,
you know, comment, you're like, okay. yeah, for life. So yeah, so that was really good. I like that episode. What was fuck boy? Oh, shout out to Joe. Our sister Joe. That was probably one of our longest episodes we have. I remember that was the thing. Like, girl, this is a long ass episode.
Yeah, girl, everybody was drunk and every girl starting getting sleepy. Girl,
we had a review after that episode. I'm like, episode, we gotta make sure we try to keep these episodes under 2 hours. Child, okay, we get to 2 hours, it's pushing it.
Yeah, well, no, you don't make it past two, and we are on our way to two now. So
okay, let's speed through. Okay, lightning round. So that was episode 28. No, what episode was that with Joe?
That was episode what, 26.
Yes. Shout out to Joe. Shout out to we shouting out all the episode with our guests for sure.
Yeah.
Since that is what keeps the show going. Why am I? Oh, because I'm in 2019. I'm like, why is this? Mine stopping at. I don't know how this works. Because it's stopping. I can't see the episodes after episode 28 on here. Let me just go. I'm going to go to the Instagram page.
I got one I guess I'll talk about. I think. Oh, I don't remember that one. Was that? Hold on. That might be. Let me look. Hold on. I remember that one.
What? So we had another Homegirl Chronicle.
It was a best friend therapy. I don't remember what I talked about on that one. Was that the one where I talked about my other side of family reaching out to me? I don't know if that was it.
I know that it was you kind of. It was the episode that you wanted. I remember you specifically said we need a best friend therapy episode.
Yeah, I remember. But I don't remember. I don't remember exactly what I was talking about. I'm gonna have to go back and look at it. Like, well, what was going on? Did I fix it? Right. I still got the same issue. Like, girl, I'm gonna have to go back and look at that. I'm like, well, what the hell's going on? Okay, but
still going on.
Right, it might still be going on. So I don't remember that one. I'm gonna check on that one, y'all. But anyway, but of course Mommy Yo-Yo was Mommy Dears 31, episode 31.
My mom came out of it. I forgot she came out of the show. That was interesting.
That was an interesting episode because we talked about, we actually got into dating and dating in Austin and possibly dating Anglo. It was an interesting episode. Being ignored. Yeah, that was an interesting episode. Shout out to Mama Yo-Yo. I miss you.
Yes. I don't even know what the hell episode 32 gender. I know you didn't like that title. Same gender loving.
Yeah, I don't even remember that one.
I don't remember what we're talking about.
Same gender loving and dating and romance.
Right, I got to do better with these show notes.
Yeah, because I'm like, I don't remember that again. Yeah. And if I didn't like the title, we must have talked about something different.
Yeah, because you didn't like the title.
Yeah, I'm like, because that's the disconnect. That's what I'm like, it's a disconnect because I don't remember. But we had a spirituality. Okay, so but spirituality episode.
Yeah, that's when I introduced Tyler Lipinski. When Tyler Lipinski came on the
show. I remember Tyler Lipinski tried it.
Ooh, my headphones just came off.
Episode 34 was the episode me and shout out to Kristen Dior was drunk as fuck. So she was on here 5 times?
Was she? She was. Yeah. It was Homegirl Chronicle 4.
Yeah, and then she came back to co-host. Oh, damn. Okay. Five times. Yeah, we was drunk as fuck on that episode. We talked about all kinds of shit. She don't even remember because she was drunk. So, shout out. We definitely got it into that episode. Mr. Telltales was jet setting as per you. Oh, yeah. Somewhere off with C+. Yep.
I was with my baby.
Yeah.
So, episode, what? Where we at? So,
Man Crush Monday was 35. We did a stated. Oh, this is where C+ came back. The episode 30. Oh, no. Oh, no.
What episode? 36, yeah.
Yeah, 36.
Yes, C+ came back for the State of the Black Queer Union Part 1. Bitch, we ain't did Part 2 yet. But that's okay, because we can still do a State of the Union part 2. But that'd be a nice episode to start season 3 with.
Okay.
See who we can get on here to talk about that in some capacity. But shout out for Will for coming on here. Really, episode?
My bad. Everybody already know anyway.
Anyway.
It's the worst kept secret in the fucking century.
Stop it. Stop it. Anyway, so episode. Where are we at, girl? Episode 37, Friends, How Many of Us Have Them? We're talking about just meeting new friends. Ugh. How that navigates. That's still kind of like a thing where I'm okay. I'm good.
Yeah, I think I'm still good, too. Episode 38, anyone? The doctor episode, where we were talking about our insurance plans. And you know,
I really liked that one.
Yeah.
That was a really good one. Because a lot of people, and it's so weird that we talked about it, then I felt like I was starting to have those conversations with people afterwards. Mm-hmm. Just on GP, like, well, girl, do you know anything about your deductible and copays?
Yeah.
And how often you go up to the doctor? Mm-hmm. Who is your PCP? Or is there ways where you could not use your insurance to go get some free care? Mm-hmm. That shit is important.
No, that is important. We have to take care of ourselves and keep ourselves juicy, honey. We can't be out here in these streets and not having no type of insurance. Ain't going to the doctor. Ain't got no PCP. Ain't, hey, girl. So that was a very effective episode. I'm here for it. And I recently had to I redid my benefits plan, and I still chose, I just let it roll over, and I got highest package. And then now we're here.
And episode 39 was our last episode of season 2.
Yes.
Because every 20 episodes is a season. So this episode, our 1-year anniversary, episode 40.
Yes.
Season 3.
So we just took a little ghetto walk down memory lane, but it's okay.
Walk down memory lane. So just, I mean, I guess, like, you know, we're in this for the long haul. Mm-hmm. This is something we, with everything else that's going on in our lives and all our other things, we feel like it's important to be consistent and being able to talk and open up dialogue around what we're going through. Because somebody told me, like, you know, yes, we are not out here trying to pretend that we are the voice for every black queer person.
No.
But someone was like, well, y'all pretty much cover a lot of the black queer experience. And I think that's what we really sought out in the beginning, is that we stopped just relying on just like entertainment.
Yeah.
Or just sex, or just too serious about health and too serious about mental health and, you know, education, or this is a rant show where we just come on rant and like, no.
Even though I have canceled some folks on here, but that's not all we do.
That's not all we do, right? If it's needed, if I need to talk about how my thigh meat is, like...
that you was just trying to show?
Yes, that was, you know, coming out of my shorts. I cut my shorts all the way up to my inner thigh. I like that. And I might, you know, if I want to talk about that on a podcast, but also talk about, you know, coming out about my status or about insurance plans, or Emerson about his 36 dynasty and...
Or my other side of the family reaching out to me.
I know. And so we're still getting updates with that. So maybe we get a check-in on the next episode.
Yeah.
We need to find out. That's a hot segment. Emerson's other family. 4-part docuseries. And so I feel like, you know, that's why we say it's a black and queer lifestyle podcast. We are not know anyone's experts on any of these things. We're just telling you what we go through. And what we, how we feel, and join in on our conversation.
Okay.
You know, so, you know, we've been very clear, like, you know, if you need medical help, go to a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
You need mental help, go to a therapist or whatever mental wellness contributor. If you need, you know, whatever needs, listen to us just for entertainment.
Right.
And maybe some guidance, and maybe something that we say might spark you to go into the direction you need to go for yourself. By any means, we're not saying do what we do or feel how we feel, by no means.
No. So if you do have a pet and you want that pet to be in that bed, don't pay me no attention, okay? Put that pet in that bed. Let that dog sit there in that bed. If you're a boy and that dick is hard, you let that dog stay in the bed. Don't let me discourage you. I'm just sharing my experience of what I would not be uncomfortable, or what I would be comfortable or uncomfortable with. So, you know, don't mind me.
Yeah, because I'd have some bomb ass cat hair sex. Sneezing and itching for 2 days. But that shit was good in the moment. So sometimes, you know. Benadryl on deck. How about that?
Okay. I feel like they should supply it if you got all that damn cat hair.
Right. Benadryl on prep, baby. It's a good night. Maybe with it, with that stuff you sniff.
I don't know. I know, but where do you buy those from?
I think I've never done it, but I think they get them from like the sex stores, you know, like the toy stores. But I think some of them have like the gas station.
I wonder do Amazon sell them?
Yeah, you can get. I think it's Rush, right?
Oh, I don't know the name.
Rush is a popular one.
Oh,
it's just the smell. But anyway, I don't know how to get a popular. But I think if I can get if I want to experience it, and without the smell. So they got some like odorless poppers. I might be down for it. You know, who knows? You know, loosen me up a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Take a little bit more than I might not have been able to take previously.
I don't know. What is the feeling? Did it just get you a high? I've never known anybody who said they actually took a popper.
Oh, yeah. I think what it is, that's how people be. So you don't know how people be just taking 11-inch dicks and busting it open, doing the splits, and get back up again?
Oh, it do all that? I don't think a popper will help me with that.
Oh, but it relax. From what I know, it relaxes.
Oh, I'd just rather do some CBD oil, but that might make me sleepy.
I'm not going to play that. Like, baby, let me take this CBD oil. Am I take this dick.
Oh, you know, they got the CBD honey sticks.
What the fuck? You suck on him?
You can take them with you. You take them on your little baggie and take them with you during the day. Just be sucking on your little honey CBD honey stick.
That sounds good. Do they sell some here or you got to order them on Amazon?
I'm pretty sure at one of these CBD stores they have them. But yeah, one of my YouTube girlfriends had them. She was taking them. She had them with her on Fashion Week. She was like, I'm taking my CBD honey sticks. I'm like, bitch, give me some. But anyway, thank y'all for listening. For all of the 40 or episodes that y'all have listened, even if you have to skip through, that's a listen still counts. Yeah. So, yeah, thank y'all for listening. And, you know, just stay tuned for the futures that, you know, what we got going on in our future endeavors. I guess some people might be getting married. You know, I don't know.
Not me.
I can't tell what you just said. But, you know, yeah. Thank y'all. Go ahead.
Oh, I about to say, I mean, let's turn up for year two.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, year two and season three, realness.
Season three, realness. That's the name of the season?
Oh, no, I just
season three, right. Yeah, season three, 1 year, turn up.
Yes, yeah. And please, you know, if y'all, please start commenting and let us know what's up. We want to be engaged. I promise you, I will be engaged with y'all if y'all talk. So I promise you, I check the comments. I want to know what y'all think. I want to know what's going on. I mean, you just don't listen and don't say nothing, you know, and then y'all see Mr. Telltales and y'all be barking, you know, y'all tell him everything. I would love to see that in the comments because I don't know what y'all come. A lot of stuff that you be saying on here, I don't even know that was a conversation. But if it was a comment, I can go read and see my damn self. Mm. But anyway, I digress. Holla at me at Essence of Style. Actually, EssenceOfStyle.com is my actual blog, but EssenceOfStyle.com on Instagram, EssenceOfStyle is my Facebook, EssenceOfStyle.com on my Facebook page, EssenceOfStyle.com on my Pinterest, and that's EssenceOfStyle, DOTCOM, and _ EssenceOfStyle on Twitter. I don't be on there, but I have a whole lot of content circulating on there for my blog post. If you want to read anything that I'm talking about on my blog, go to Twitter and click on one of the links there, and you can read as much as you want to read about what's going on or whatever I'm talking about on Essence of Style. Ow.
And you know where to reach me, Mr. Telltales, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. What's in the Mirror on Facebook and Twitter. And support the Art Hills Project with the Art Hills Festival coming to Austin, Texas, August 27th through August 31st, 2020.
I gotta find me an outfit. You talking after what you said yesterday. I'm like,
yes, I'm wearing a gown and a crown.
I should automatically have a crown. Because
I'm wearing blue ashes too.
Oh, see, I don't have to find me. I don't figure out what I'm gonna wear. But anyway.
Holla.
Holla.
See you season three.
Bye.